Hello and welcome. Connie Reagan Green here with another episode of Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing. So it's the end of January 2022. I'm at the beginning of year four for this podcast series. And today I want to talk about empowerment. And I want you to learn from my experience to fast track your own success. So the definition of empowerment, I want you to feel empowered today and every day. The definition, to give someone the authority or power to do something to make someone stronger and more confident, especially in controlling their life and claiming their rights. What a marvelous and exceptional idea and concept, something that fits right in with Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing. Again, Prestabilius is Latin for extraordinary or outstanding, and that's what I want for you because we all deserve that. So how do you become empowered? It took me until age 50 to step into the light and live an empowered life. How did I do this? I left a job, my job as a classroom teacher that I'd held for 20 years, and also I gave away my real estate clients. So I burned my boats. I knew at age 50, I would not be able to get another permanent teaching position. I even thought I might do some substitute teaching while I was building my business, but found out they really wanted younger people, younger, healthier people. And I had to make things happen. So I had to empower myself. I want to empower you today so that you can then take over and begin that self-empowerment process. How do we do this? We do this by writing, speaking, and masterminding primarily. So I've talked many times about how I wanted to write. I talked about writing. I talked a good game, but I didn't do any writing. And this went on for so many years, from the time I was 11 or 12, all the way through high school age and college at UCLA. I went to law school and found out right then you had to do a whole lot of reading and writing every single day. Yet I didn't do very much of that. I would do what was asked of me, what was required for a job or for a college class or other program, but I never went above and beyond. So I came online. Here I am in 2006, brand new to the online world. Very few women doing anything in the internet marketing, as it was called back then, space. And I wanted to jump in. I needed to jump in because I had jumped out of what was paying my bills. And yes, I cashed out my state teacher's retirement system money, STRS, it's called in California. I cashed it out. I waited until the beginning of 2007 so I would be taxed on the money that year, my first full year online, instead of in the year where I had been teaching and doing real estate for 6 full months before I officially came online. And I realized very quickly that money was not going to be enough. I thought it would be enough for 2 years, and it wasn't. So I thought, what am I going to do? Lots of very young people, people under 21 involved, mainly men, and lots of people, men and women, doing technology and things like that. Where was I going to fit in? What was I thinking? And so every moment of every day, I had to empower myself. I had to stop the negative self-talk. Every morning, I was beating myself up on my way to the bathroom. I'd wake up in the morning, and I would say very mean things to myself. I honestly would. I would say, you can't do this, Connie. Everybody else is, they've already been doing this for a while, and they're either younger and smarter and more experienced, or even if they are my age or older, they've been doing this so long that they have a lot of connections. They have all kinds of things going for them that I don't have going for me. And finally, I had to knock it off. And so I began positive self-talk. That's another part of empowering yourself. And I told myself that I could do anything that I wanted to do. I just had to learn how to do it. To make that time carve out that space in my life so that I could keep moving forward. And move forward I did. It started with my writing. I was writing very simple blog posts, 250 words. I'd come up with an idea. Sometimes I would include some tips. I finally wrote something called, or created something called, the 5-paragraph model to make it easier for myself. It was similar to what I had taught to students as young as third grade, but more specifically fifth and sixth graders and then high school students. And it was a composition, an essay, something that's taught in school. And I did that. I modified that. The writing got better. It took some time, but finally I looked back on my older blog post and the writing had improved, and that encouraged me. So encouragement, self-encouragement, is what you can do every moment of every day. But I was getting encouragement from outside sources, from people that were reading my blog post. I was syndicating them to the article directories at that point. And that was something that worked very well, because I would never have been able to drive enough targeted traffic to my blogs, blogs plural. I thought I needed a blog on every topic I was interested in. You don't. Start with one blog. Finally, you'll start a second. And perhaps a decade later, you'll start a third. That's what I've done. That's been my pattern. But don't do it right away. Start with one. Make a name for yourself. Get lots of traffic to that blog. Syndicate to sites such as Medium, LinkedIn articles, other places. I teach all of this in syndicationoptimization.com, my ongoing training program. And the next step is speaking. Well, the negative self-talk came into play again, because I was scared to death to speak. Yes, I could speak in front of a classroom of students. Yes, I could even speak to hundreds of students in the auditorium, and I did on many occasions when that was part of my work for one full year. But put me in a group where there were maybe 30 teachers. Boy, I was scared to death. Very difficult for me to do. Put me in front of a small group of real estate people. Still very hard to do, even though I was experienced, I was knowledgeable on my topic, I knew what I wanted to share. I was afraid. I was afraid that I didn't have enough good information. I was afraid that I would be found out as an imposter. I was afraid they would find out it was me and not someone more qualified, someone smarter, someone better, someone else. But I kept doing it. And when I came online, finally, I had those opportunities. The very first person who gave me a professional speaking engagement assignment was Matt Basic. I had been doing some work with him. He was mentoring me, and he was holding his next live event in Atlanta. And he invited me, called me up and invited me to come and speak, and I started to make excuses. He said, I don't want to hear any of that. I want you to make arrangements to fly into Atlanta. And you can go nonstop from L.A. I said, well, I'm not afraid to fly. I love to fly. And he said, well, the hotel, it's a wonderful hotel. I've used this hotel many times. It's right by the airport. So I stopped making excuses. I told him I would make it happen, and I did. I was scared to death, but I still made more than $10,000, and that was empowering right there. And I was still scared to speak. But Rotary had given me opportunities to speak first in front of my group of about 50 to 60 members, and then in front of the district conference. So that's maybe 20 Rotary clubs together, several hundred people. And I got through that. I found little tricks, little ways to make it less scary. I would give handouts. I'd give them at the beginning so people would be looking down at them instead of looking at me. Finally, when I got practiced and wasn't so nervous, finally I didn't give out the handout till almost the end, because that's when I wanted them looking at me every moment. Funny how that occurs. The third way is masterminding. You must find a group of people that you can connect with. People that will listen to you, will believe in you, you'll do the same for them. It's highly reciprocal. This is a safe and sacred space. I belong to several masterminds. They each serve a different purpose. little bit of overlap with members, but not much. Usually it's a brand new group. I've formed masterminds. I have my incubator mastermind. It's my high-level mentoring program. Write to me, ConnieGreenhouse@yahoo.com, if you want to find out about that. Yes, I do work with brand new online marketers, entrepreneurs, and authors. And if you've got some experience under your belt, if you're already making money, if you already are doing some blogging or have written a book, then yes, you'll find a home in my mastermind, my incubator mastermind. And the idea with all of this is for you to up-level your life. I don't want you to become someone else. I don't want you to become something that you're not. I want you to become the full version of you. And we all have that. We all have a very high potential. Few of us ever reach anything close to that full potential. I wrote a book 5 years ago or so about the work ethic, rethinking the work ethic. And that book is very empowering, where we do what we need to do to reach our full potential. So now every day, that's part of my goals, part of what I want to do. And I'd love to hear from you about this. I'm going to go into a little bit more detail now about each of these areas. Let's go back to writing and start with your blog. That's your home on the internet. I started with a site called ebookwritingandmarketingsecrets.com. That site became ConnieReaganGreen.com. I still have the domain ebookwritingandsecrets.com, and it's forwarded to ConnieReaganGreen.com. So yes, you may change the name of your main site midway through whatever you're working on. So a tech person can do that in about an hour. I held my breath while mine was being moved because I didn't understand how easy it was for a tech person to do it, but that's exactly the case. And when I did that, all of a sudden, my name became a keyword phrase, and that's what you want for yourself. So you want to make that happen. About 3 years later, at the urging of two mentors, Raymond Aron, and several people, Matt Basic also wanted me to do it, and Alex Mandosian. So at their urging, I became the person that made huge profits with a tiny list. So I started the blog, hugeprofitstinylist.com. I blogged my first book on that blog, Huge Profits with a Tiny List, 50 Ways to Use Relationship Marketing to Increase Your Bottom Line. So yes, you can blog a book. But the writing opened doors for me because I was turning myself into a writer. So becoming an author means that you stop what you're doing a little bit, take that time, put a book out, and that becomes part of your calling card, part of what people will know you for. And I've interviewed on my previous podcast series, I've interviewed a number of authors. They tend to not be marketers. One author, I won't say who it is, but I love his books. And I invited him to speak at an event that I was speaking at regularly in Atlanta at that time. I spoke there twice a year for 4 or 5 years. And I told him, he said, well, I don't know if they'd be able to afford my speaking fee. And I said, no, you won't be paid. You'll pay your own way to get there and you won't be paid. I said, it's better than that. And he didn't understand. I said, you'll sell from the stage. You'll sell one of your programs, products, courses. You'll talk about your books. He said, no, I don't have anything set up that way. And we had a little more conversation about it, but I understood authorship to be very different than writer. So you want to become a writer to get your name, your information, what you are about, because within a book, you have a whole lot of pages, a whole lot of space to let people know who you are. I tell a lot of personal stories. And my last book, my most recent, published in November 2021, is In Pursuit of Healthiness, healthy-ness, how I reinvented my life with intermittent fasting. I tell a whole lot of personal stories there. But that wasn't the first time I started telling personal stories. They're true, but I add a little fiction to make them more interesting and also to maintain privacy for people I talk about. And that's my third blog that I started in the summer of 2019 called MondayMorningMellow.com. So when you write, when you're a marketer, you'll be asked to speak. You can do it virtually all of the time. There are many people around the world who do it virtually for various reasons. Right now, the world being the way it is, virtual works. So I never stopped speaking these last couple of years. If anything, I speak more now than I did in the past because there are more opportunities. But I can't wait to go back in person. There's something about going on stage, having that first minute of nerves, of being unsure of yourself, and then finding your empowerment. I like to think of it that way. Standing in your power, feeling grounded in the space you're in. I can picture myself now up on stage, various places in the world, looking out in the crowd, knowing that there are people in the audience that represent me in years past. And I usually say that to them. I usually say, I was in your seat not long ago. You can achieve anything. You can do anything you want to do. You have a message. You may not know exactly what your message is right now, but you do have a message. And that's why masterminds are extremely valuable and crucial to optimal success and full potential reaching. You want to practice with the people that you mastermind with. I have a client right now who has joined Rotary, as many of my clients have. They found that to be excellent. And she was preparing to speak in front of the group with what's called a craft talk. So they give you 5 minutes and you talk about yourself so the club members can get to know you. And she practiced in front of our group. And it was wonderful. She shared wonderful information. Even though I felt I knew her pretty well, she shared a whole lot of things in a few minutes that I didn't know. And that's great. But she said that it was still awkward and she was still kind of reading her slides. And I said, you have to practice it 100 times, even if it's just for Rotary, even if it's just 5 minutes, even if it's just something that you think isn't that big. No matter how small something is, make it big, make it huge, make it large, make it larger than life. Practice it 100 times, especially if it's only 5 minutes. That's not so hard to do. You have time to do that before you speak it out loud to other people. By the time you do, you'll have it so well, not really memorized, but you'll have all of your key points, your salient points and ideas. You'll have that in your head. And you'll be able to even embellish. You'll be able to add more to what you had originally. You won't need to read your slides. You can have one bullet point on each slide along with a couple of images so that it holds your place. You know where you are. You know when you're on your final slide, when it's over. 5 minutes can seem like an hour in the beginning. Finally, 90 minutes will never be enough. When you speak, you'll have so much more to share. So I am empowering you today. Perhaps no one else in your life has given you permission to live full out. I give you permission. I grant you permission to play a game of life in a big way. Have fun with it, because that's what you want down deep. We all want it. You can do it. Anything you set your mind to do, you can do. So follow me in various places. I'm on Twitter. I'm Connie Green on Twitter. I'm also on Instagram. I don't sell anything on Instagram. I don't market. No prestibilious activity with excellence in marketing on Instagram. I'm Connie Reagan Green there. I think of it more as lifestyle. Go to my channel on YouTube. I'm Connie Reagan Green on YouTube. And all of this allows you and I to build a relationship. I meet you where you are. If you never go on Instagram, that's fine. Maybe you never go on Twitter. I can't imagine never going on Twitter, but I know there are people who don't go there. It's a wonderful place to have a community of people that are talking about so many things. You can type in a hashtag and find just about anything that you're looking for. So I encourage you to do that. Most people are on Facebook, but usually for family and friends. I'm on Facebook. I'm Connie Reagan Green. LinkedIn is one of my favorite places to connect. I have over 28,000 first-level connections. 30,000 is the limit. So I'm about 1,300 away, 1,400 away from being at my limit. That's an excellent place to connect. And again, I'm Connie Reagan Green there. So think about this idea of empowerment. Think about who you are, what you want to achieve, what the message is that you want to get out to the world. My message is that anyone can become an entrepreneur, can have a business they run from home or from anywhere else in the world they happen to be. All they need is an internet connection. That used to be tougher when I began than it is now. Now it's super simple. Wi-Fi everywhere. And I want you to think big. Think big. Empower yourself. Find a group, a mastermind, or form one on your own where you will empower each other. I'm Connie Reagan Green, and I hope you've enjoyed this episode. This is episode 74 of Prestabilious, Excellence in Marketing.